This is Dennis Michelson. It's time to go down on the farm and catch up with all of our friends over at the Vermilion County Farm Bureau. Get the latest on what's going on. Mr. Tom Fricke and the new Director of Information coming soon, Reese Sarver, joining me here in the studio. Tom, it's such a pleasure to have you here in the studio.
It is. It's nice to be here, and we get to see each other face to face.
Well, Tom, before we introduce Reese to everybody here in Vermilion County with the Farm Bureau, I just want to thank you because you've made my job so easy over the years.
Well, we appreciate that, Dennis, and appreciate the opportunities you give us to promote Farm Bureau and its activities and its programs and its policy on various issues and these on-the-farm visits down on the farm and the other promotions you've done for us and the other partnerships on different programs we've done through the years has been appreciated on our side as well.
You have been in this job for a long time, but you, whenever I talk to you every month to talk about what's going on with the Vermilion County Farm Bureau, hear that excitement just like you're still a 20-something-year-old kid.
Well, I grew up on a farm, so I mean, dirt and mud are in my veins, if you will, and it just, farm kids have that farm passion, and I just feel that Farm Bureau does such great things for the agriculture community. Farm Bureau has done so much for all of us in agriculture, sometimes when we don't even realize it, and it takes everybody working together through Farm Bureau to make that happen. Farm Bureau is not just a nebula that's out there working on its own. One of the early slogans I heard in my career, there is no Farm Bureau without you.
And that is very accurate. When you came into this business and started working Monday through Friday, the ag business was very different than what it looks like now. Are you very thankful that you got to spend your entire career in agriculture?
Very much so. I mean, there are a lot of changes. When I first went to college, my first thought was to go be a farm banker or a farm manager, that sort of thing. And as the 80s progressed while I was in school, the last thing I wanted to do was to go back to be a farm banker and tell neighbors that no, they couldn't keep farming anymore. And so I started in that cycle, and then we, as the economy and the ag side got better, and then we experienced $5 corn. I mean, as a kid, never thought you'd ever see that. And then also as an experience, at one point in time, I worked at WDZ Radio in Decatur in 1999 and got to read 8-cent hog prices. So, I mean, I've lived through the highs and the lows just like everybody else. It hasn't impacted me as directly from a financial standpoint, but it certainly impacted anybody involved with agriculture, the highs and lows that the industry is going through, because it affects all the people.
Very important job, that Director of Information job on the County Farm Bureau level, because you have so many things that you're doing and so many people to keep informed about what is going on. And I have a feeling, Tom, that your successor is going to do a fantastic job. Let's introduce everybody to Reese. Reese Sarver, welcome. Great to meet you. And you got some big shoes to fill here at the Farm Bureau.
Now, I'm going to interrupt there. Everybody keeps saying that. I'm going to interject what I heard at an annual meeting once when a new manager take over. Reese isn't going to fill my shoes. Reese is going to make her own footsteps.
That is very, very accurate. Well, Reese, I know you're going to do a great job over there. How excited are you to get going here, taking over the job? There's a lot to do. They've been working you pretty hard already.
Oh, yes. A lot to learn. Learned a lot, but I'm excited for what's ahead.
Tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, and why Farm Bureau, and specifically why the Vermilion County Farm Bureau.
I grew up in Sydney, Illinois, and went to Tolono Unity. I was very active in FFA and served as our president my senior year. I went on to Parkland College and studied ag, and I've been really connected with the ag industry and just found a good passion for it. And whenever this opportunity came about, I was excited to jump right on.
What is it about the agricultural industry? These people are just different, and I mean that in a good way. They're so honest. They have such a passion for what they do. It's not a job for them. It's a lifestyle. Is that what attracted you into the agriculture setting here for your career?
Definitely. I don't personally come from a farm family, but I've fallen in with all of my friends and family who are in that ag industry, and they are all willing. It's in their blood, and it's exciting to see them all come together for it.
Well, we're looking forward to working with you every month here on WITY. Tom, we need to get a little work done here.
Yes.
Because we got to tell folks what's coming up.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things coming up. Coming up on Tuesday, February 10th, there's an estate planning seminar. We had one last year. We're doing another one this year. Presenters include Maggie Winky, no relation to Carrie, but she's a certified financial planner with Country Financial. She'll be on hand. And we also have Russ Lee, certified CPA and tax preparer, does a lot of farm tax returns and has his own accounting firm up in Hoopston. So he's going to be back and help answer questions that people might have. So as estates continue to change and evolve, and the tax code continues to change, those are always ongoing topics that we need to cover. We also have coming up a farmland assessment 101, learning the basics of property tax assessment. And Brenda Matherly with Illinois Farm Bureau Governmental Affairs will be on hand. And Nate Byram, the Vermilion County Supervisor of Assessments. And that's going to be on Wednesday, March 11th. And one thing Nate is doing that he's putting the word out, he is going through and reviewing the property assessment maps for farm ground, and ground that looks unfarmed on the assessment maps, but it might be in CRP. He can't tell that from the map. And because of privacy regulations, USDA can't tell him what ground is in CRP. So any individual farmers out there that have ground in CRP or the CREP program need to contact the Supervisor of Assessments office and let them know that you've what acres you've got enrolled in those programs, because those programs make that ground eligible to maintain the farmland assessment that they currently have. So as they go through the maps, they can't tell by looking at an aerial map what's in conservation program and what's just abandoned soil, for lack of a better terminology. They are willing and diligently working to honor those CRP acres as farmland, but they have to be told what acres are CRP. So farmers have to get into their office and tell them about that. And then our ever popular trivia nights coming up on March 7th, a Hawaiian luau theme this year. So make sure you get signed up for that. Tickets are now available. You can get them online through our website at vcfb.info, or you can contact the Farm Bureau office for more information. Real quickly, two concerts at the Fisher Theater that are coming up, the Elvis Explosion on January 31st and the Duke D'Amato Jazz Trio on February 21st. Farm Bureau M or A-plus members can contact the Farm Bureau office and get a discount code for those tickets at the Fisher as well. So we appreciate the Fisher working with us to help promote their concerts and offer our members a discount on that.
Always love when you can get a discount.
Exactly. So you like our discounts.
I love our discounts here with the Vermilion County Farm Bureau. Tom, before I let you go, remind folks how easy it is to get in touch with the office.
They can give us a call at 217-442-8713. Stop by our office at 1905 U.S. Route 150. That's at Route 150 and Henning Road on the west side of Danville. Or visit our website at www.vcfb.info.
Reese, it was great meeting you. I'm looking forward to working with you going forward. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
And Tom, thank you so much for all that you have done for the Vermilion County Farm Bureau. I know I'll keep seeing you around at Dan's games and other events here in town, but thank you so much for stopping by and sharing one more visit with me here on the radio.
Well, thank you, Dennis. As always, we appreciate the opportunity.
Greg Solier's Illiana Ag Weather. That's what's coming up next.